From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The area near the Texas-Mexico border is bracing for Hurricane Dolly this morning. The hurricane has top winds of 85 miles an hour and is expected to make landfall today. A hurricane warning is in effect from Brownsville to Corpus Christi. Texas Governor Rick Perry has declared 14 South Texas counties disaster areas. This will allow state resources to be used to send equipment and emergency workers to the area. At last report, Dolly was located about 65 miles east-southeast of Brownsville and moving toward the northwest at about 8 miles an hour. In addition to the winds, Dolly is bringing along up to 15 inches of rain. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama continued his trip to the Middle East today in Israel and the Palestinian territories. He is meeting with leaders from both sides. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with Obama.
The main focus, the campaign says, is for Senator Obama to hear the perspective of these leaders on issues that are of importance to them. Of course, here it's the peace process with the Palestinians and what is happening with Iran, the potential threat posed by Iran, which Senator Obama says he takes very seriously. He is not just speaking with Israeli officials here. He is heading out to the West Bank, where he will, in the town of Ramallah, meet with Palestinian Authority leaders, including Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Again, he says he wants to get their perspective on where things stand.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with Barack Obama. In El Dorado, Texas, a grand jury has indicted Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Warren Jeffs and five other men from his church. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this report.
With temperatures in the triple digits and the attorney general speaking before an El Dorado grand jury about allegations of sexual abuse of teenage girls, it was a hot Tuesday in West Texas. At the end of the day, the grand jury indicted FLDS leader Warren Jeffs and five of his followers, who face a total of seven indictments. Jeffs and four of the men face felony charges of sexual abuse, with one man charged with bigamy. A fifth man has been charged with failure to report child abuse. Texas has pursued the polygamous group aggressively. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott participated in the day-long hearing, sending a strong message to the local grand jury. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
Japanese stock prices closed higher today. The Nikkei average rose by nearly 128 points. Oil prices fell further today in Asian trading following yesterday's loss of more than $3 a barrel. U.S. light crude for September delivery fell today by $1.57 to $126.85 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. Federal officials say the largest settlement of its kind has been reached with Union Pacific Railroad Company over a forest fire. Jenny O'Mara reports from member station KXJZ in Sacramento.
Union Pacific will pay $102 million to the federal government. It's restitution for a fire in August of 2000 that began in Northern California's Plumas National Forest. It burned more than 50,000 acres, including areas set aside by Congress for preservation. Prosecutors say the fire was started by railroad welders who failed to take necessary precautions while working on the tracks. U.S. Associate Attorney General Kevin O'Connor says about $20 million of the settlement will cover firefighting costs. The rest will go toward repairing the devastation.
It's sending a message to people that their negligence in creating these fires has consequences.
A spokeswoman for Union Pacific says the company settled without admitting liability. She says employees acted appropriately and tried to put out the fire. For NPR News, I'm Jenny O'Mara in Sacramento.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the U.S. participation in the latest round of nuclear talks with Iran is a positive step forward. Ahmadinejad also calls it a step toward recognizing Iran's right to acquire nuclear technology. The Iranian president said today that the United States' decision to attend the talks in Geneva will help repair America's image in the world. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice accused Iran of not being serious in the talks despite the presence of a senior U.S. diplomat. Washington and its Western allies accuse Iran of seeking to acquire nuclear weapons and demand that it freeze uranium enrichment. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.